Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite some great and aggravating and undeniable problems that we face and encounter. None of them more aggravating and more serious than the problems of crime and drug addiction and homelessness, which are all connected, and connected more than most people want to recognize or realize. Somebody who has brought out that connection and done some epic reporting on this issue is Matt Markovich of Cairo Radio, and he joins us in studio because his desk is right down the hall. See him when I'm coming into work. And he is a reporter for Cairo. He began reporting for Como 4 News in 1994, but he also produces and reports for several nationally syndicated programs and networks, including the Discovery Channel, the Travel Channel, the Learning Channel, PBS, Lifetime, and ABC. Matt, thanks for walking down the hall and coming in.
Oh, yeah, it's a long walk. Thank you for having me here.
Okay. We also live in a neighborhood, and I was mentioning this before in a previous discussion about homelessness, where we live in a neighborhood just a couple of blocks away from drunk dorms, this public housing which hasn't worked out so well for chronic alcoholics. We have the legislature in Olympia in session right now. They're talking about doing something to try to get a better handle on this devastating epidemic of drug addiction, which is so serious in the city of Seattle. What can the legislature do? What will the legislature do to try to improve or heal or at least make some progress on this situation?
Well, here in Washington State, we had a very big state Supreme Court decision 2 years ago. It's known as the Blake decision, which basically found that the simple drug possession laws in Washington State were unconstitutional. And that left a whole void. I mean, the basis of that real quickly is a woman was arrested for one crime. When they searched her, they found a little methamphetamine in her back pocket of her jeans. And she said, I don't know that was there. And on the basis of that, you can't convict me for drug possession. I had no idea it was in my back pocket. That went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled, said, yeah, if you have no knowledge of what you're possessing, you can't be charged with possession. And that turned into literally erasing the simple drug possession law of any illegal drug in Washington State. So there's been this scramble to fix that, because after that decision, you could stand in downtown Seattle with a bag of 1,000 fentanyl pills on the corner right by Pike Market, where all the tourists are, and nobody can do anything about it.
And somebody put that in my pocket somehow.
Yeah,
somebody,
I mean, you could say, it's not mine. As long as you're not handing it to somebody else or selling it, that's clearly a violation. You can do, that's a felony. But just having it, you can have a big bag of cocaine. It's okay. So last year, the legislature scrambled, and they had to come up with a so-called fix. And they created this law.
As fix is a kind of a complicated word to use in this room.
Well, I'm oversimplifying it, but it's because it's a three-letter word. Right?
You know? There you go.
But the fix that they put in place was right now, and again, you know about the state. This is a very blue-leaning state, very progressive in their thinking here. Democratic governor, Democratic House, Democratic Senate. And so their fix was, okay, if someone's caught with 1,000 fentanyl pills standing in downtown Seattle, what do the police do? Well, as the law is right now, they have to give them a ticket, basically go get treatment. And if they don't go to the treatment and they're caught with 1,000 fentanyl pills again, they get another, basically a ticket says, go to treatment. No violation yet. On the third time, if they are caught with those 1,000 fentanyl pills, then they get a misdemeanor fine. Municipal court, not even felony. Nobody's enforcing this. In fact, the police, ever since that law took effect, the city of Everett, their police chief, Dan Templeton, testified in the hearing that out of the 398 occasions where police officers came across somebody with possession, only one person accepted treatment. 398 out of one. And the city of Renton, which is a suburb of Seattle, the mayor testified that 2% of the people who were offered treatment from their police department accepted it. It's not mandatory. They just have to accept it. So that bill that I just described, or that law as it exists, expires July 1st. And if the legislature here does not come up with another fix, we go back to the way it was right after the Supreme Court ruling. There is no simple possession law in the state of Washington. So what are the fixes? They're talking about always including treatment. There's four fixes. One, it'll be go back the way we were. On the far extreme, the other way, is simple possession is okay. And of a personal amount of any drug. Doesn't matter what it is.
Methamphetamines would be
included. A heroin, cocaine. You can, yeah. But you name your class one drug, because you know here in Washington State, marijuana is legal. But personal possession of a personal amount, they don't define what that is per drug, but that's on the other extreme. So what's really going to happen here is you're going to have there's two middle proposals where if you're caught with 1,000 fentanyl pills in downtown Seattle. The police will, in one bill, arrest you and then say, hey, you're going to go to jail, except if you agree to treatment and stick with it, won't go to jail, go to treatment, finish it up. But if you don't, it's 45 days in jail. And if you get caught again, it's a 90-day jail. And the problem with that one is you're always going to be circling through the jail system on that one. So the one that just actually passed yesterday out of committee was a softer version of that, where if you're caught with 1,000 fentanyl pills, they won't even enter the court system. You agree to 12 months to 18 months of treatment. You have to stick with it. And it's this, and you stay with it, it's like nothing ever happened.
But are they assuming that if you are caught with fentanyl pills, basically that's just for your own use? They're ruling out the very great likelihood that if you have enough of these pills, you might be marketing them?
That's the assumption that everybody knows. If you were standing there, you're going to be selling those things. One or two could kill you. But that's not part of it. You know,
that's still against the law.
No, it's the scant right now.
If they see you selling.
Oh, absolutely. That's a felony. That's trafficking. Right. That's big time. That's a serious offense.
Right. But the association between possession and distribution is a wall that they're insisting on maintaining.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And okay. So basically, with all of this complication, trying to deal with the Supreme Court case and deal with the situation, how does this apply to those meth labs in the woods that we keep hearing about that produce that? Because meth addiction is so ugly and so deadly and so life-destroying. Fentanyl addiction, obviously, one knows about. And here we are, we're talking about trying to stop the fentanyl at the border, which would be a good thing. Where does most of the fentanyl come from? And, well, let's get to that if you have a moment more. Where does most of the fentanyl come from? If people have these thousands of pills, are they getting them from hospitals? Are they getting them? Well, we'll get to that with Mac Markovich of Cairo Radio, our sister station here. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with our colleague Matt Markovich of Cairo Radio, who has done some epic reporting of attempts that are complicated and frustrating in Olympia to try to, well, make some progress with the problems that everybody knows about, drug addiction and criminality and, yes, homelessness and people living alongside freeways, and which they're not supposed to do, which is dangerous, which is incredibly destructive if you believe in the broken windows effect, and we do here. Matt, you were just talking about the inability. You were saying 20% right now of shelters, they're 20% room vacancies.
Right.
They have room in shelters to help people who are living on the streets or the highways. So why can't they take the people from the highways who are not supposed to be there and move them into the available shelter beds?
It's a contract dispute, believe it or not.
Oh, great.
This is a bureaucracy that we have that people often call the homeless international industrial complex. So many agencies handling the homeless, and now you have the state involved. And basically, the state has provided King County $49 million to remove the homeless off the highways, just on King County state highways, and put them into some sort of a housing. But
wait, $49 million, how much does that come to toward an estimated person living on the freeways? How many thousands are there?
Well, as of about a month ago, the Department of Commerce, which runs the program for the state, said that there were 73 people got into housing so far.
So 73 by 49 million. That's pretty good. Was it 800,000 per individual?
Yeah, it's a lot of money, you know, and it's a continuing program. But getting back to what you were saying, this is brand new news, is that the King County Regional Homeless Authority, which is basically this gigantic bureaucracy that handles everything homeless in the King County area, they control 14,000 shelter beds and some supportive housing units. 22% of that is empty, like you said. And because they're handling the state of Washington contracts to get people off the highways into housing, the contract with the state says you cannot put someone on the highway into a shelter or a tiny house village. They have to go directly into some form of permanent housing. And there's just not enough permanent housing space
now. What was the point of that particular regulation? In other words, what is the point of a regulation saying that if there is available shelter beds, people can't be brought to those shelter beds from a tent along I-5?
Well, that's what the regional, Mark Dones, the CEO of the Regional Homeless Authority, said this week, is that with the money that they're given from the state and because of the procurement and the provisos written in the contract, they can only go from the highway to an apartment. There's no temporary in between. And so they're taking it literally. Now it's just something that the state wrote up. And like I was telling you earlier, it's my impression, having covered this for a long time, is like you have King County and Seattle arguably are more nimble on how to handle homeless. They've been doing it for a long 10 years, you know, for the emergency that we've had. The state is just now getting into the ball game on dealing with homelessness on their own land, the right-of-ways of the highway. So they're about a year into this, and they just don't know. That's just my impression. They would not have allowed. You don't think they would? This just doesn't make any sense.
Well, we covered the story, and this was a city story about the camping up at Thompson School,
mm-hmm.
And where they had a homeless encampment right on school property, and they couldn't get them out. I mean, how long did that take?
It took a long time, you know.
It was more than a year.
Yeah, well, yes, but it was a constant saber rattling of the neighbors that finally made that happen, finally.
Yeah.
It's all about who you elect. It's my determination. It's
and,
very progressive policies.
And this is part of the encouraging news that, what is it now, 6 members of the city council?
5.
Who are not going for re-election?
But and a 6th who's seeking an elected office at the King County level. So 5 who've said no.
Right.
The 6, 4 have said no. A 5th is seeking election somewhere else out of a 9 person. So only 2 people have said that they're running for re-election so far this year.
Right.
2 out of 9.
And that's kind of folks who are looking at the situation and basically throwing up their hands?
I think they're just tired of it. I mean, this current council went through the Black Lives Matter protests, the CHOP, the CHAZ that we had here, and this constant barrage of homelessness and spending, you know, over $100 million a year now on trying to fix it, and people are saying there's no visible improvement.
Well, you know what the campaign slogan is for all these folks is, yeah, it's bad, but it's not Portland.
That's right.
I mean, isn't that the excuse, really, is to look at our neighbor to the south and think, well, they're even worse?
Well, it's arguably whether they are worse. I mean, I don't know if you've driven down to Olympia lately. Olympia is really bad along I-5. And this is even after there's money given to Thurston County to make it, to improve it from the governor's office.
Okay, this is one of my pet peeves, and since you're so well-schooled in this, you've been reporting it for years. One of the things you always say is these are our neighbors, people who grew up with us, and my impression is, and I've actually talked to homeless people who confirm this, a lot of these are people who've come out here and have chosen Seattle because you can get more free stuff.
And
because they're most sympathetic and welcoming to additional homeless population.
That's why we call it Freeattle.
but they're really, I mean, this idea that there are no homeless tourists here, that this is all native-born.
No, I will say this. In my travels for the last couple of years talking to everybody, I always ask them where they came from right before here. You know, a majority, I say more than half, are from King County. But that means, you know, just less than half. That's a lot still. If you count 11,000 in the last count that were homeless in King County, are from someplace else. Now, when I say someplace else, they're within Washington State or Idaho or something like that. Yeah, there's a guy I know from Memphis who's from Memphis. You know, the farther east you go, there's fewer people. But there is. There's a lot of people here, and they know what they can get. I don't know. When you say I joke about Freeattle, you can get, and I'm not belittling all the services here by saying this, but you can get a free cell phone, health care, dental care, eye care, a cot, three hots, you have a P.O. box down, a compass down there. You can get a free ID card now. There are so many services here. If you pitch a tent in King County and stay there, people come to you and provide services. And that's why I've asked leaders, is the area too compassionate?
Well, that's a huge question. And you provide a service, Matt Markovich. It is a pleasure of speaking to you about it, though not a pleasure actually hearing some of this news. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too,
and,
Mike.
We will be right back on the MedMed Show.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House says President Biden ordered the U.S. military to shoot down another high-altitude object over Alaska. During an afternoon briefing, Brigadier General Pat Ryder shared some details at the Pentagon.
The object was about the size of a small car, so not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon that was taken down off the coast of South Carolina on February 4.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby, he said it posed a reasonable threat to civilian flight, the reason for taking it down. An advisor to former Vice President Pence says one classified document was found at his Indiana home. That statement came after a search of the home that lasted 5 hours. Disney is closer to losing the power to govern itself in Florida after a vote by state senators. The bill that prevents companies from getting special treatment now heads to the governor's desk. Dave Collins, USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show with the great celebration of Valentine's Day coming up. There is a unique means for celebrating that holiday that basically has been proposed, and the government has asked people to celebrate Valentine's Day by hugging cows. No, really, it's not our government. It's the Indian government. The Indian government's animal welfare department has appealed to citizens to mark Valentine's Day this year, not as a celebration of romance, but as Cow Hug Day. To better sound great. The Animal Welfare Board of India said Wednesday, 2 days ago, that hugging cows will bring emotional richness and increase individual and collective happiness. Devout Hindus, as people know, worship cows as holy, and they say that the Western holiday goes against traditional Indian values. In recent years, Hindu hardliners have raided shops in Indian cities, burned cars and gifts, and chased hand-holding couples out of restaurants and parks, saying that Valentine's Day promotes promiscuity. And I understand that there would be less temptation involved with hugging cows, but that particular expression... Well, before we feel all smug and look over at the civilization in India, which is an increasingly important ally. I mean, one of the things when you start reading some of this material about the coming conflict with China, one of the absolutely crucial questions is going to be this other country with more than a billion people in it that's right next to China and is aligned, especially under Prime Minister Modi, with us. But Prime Minister Modi is also aligned with some Hindu fundamentalists who want to hug cows on Valentine's Day. And we have our own strange means of celebrating the Valentine's Day holiday coming up. There's a pastor who appeared on CNN saying that drag queen bingo night, which they celebrated at his church. I mean, bingo is holy and sacred and traditional in churches, right? And but the drag queen bingo night was an affirmation of who we are as a church. Listen.
We could all use a little more fabulous, I think, in our lives. Reverend, as I understand it, the event ultimately was standing room only. And again, this was a fundraiser for one of your youth groups for a mission trip to Appalachia, where, as I understand it, they'll be helping to rebuild homes. Maybe the bingo event itself wasn't initially part of the lesson, but I imagine it's become part of a really important lesson, not only for your congregation, but for the community as well, Reverend.
Yeah, and I do want to say that the positive response and the generosity of response that we enjoyed with this event was extraordinary. It's unlike anything that I've ever experienced. The number of people that we had to turn away because we simply reached capacity was probably about 150 or 200, and their generosity, right, their patience, their forbearance, their generosity was extraordinary. So I do think that the overall experience was extremely positive. It was an affirmation of who we are as a church, how we think about the commandment to love our neighbor. And I think whatever lessons the community has taken away from this has been, I think, positive. But I think it's been a great affirmation for us.
Big drama.
Okay. What exactly are they affirming? I'm not sure. I understand we were talking about sports betting before. Bingo is, I know there's a skill involved to it, theoretically. But what are they affirming with a drag queen bingo night? To be sympathetic and understanding and accepting of people who are non-binary or people who are transsexual. I understand. That involves compassion and acceptance. Got it. But in church, the whole idea of celebrating cross-dressing, which, by the way, there are specific biblical injunctions against cross-dressing. It's one of those things where an indication that the times, they are a-changing. Not entirely for the worse. There was a statement by the Prime Minister of Estonia, who is terrific, by the way. Her name is Kaja Kallas. And she said this about the need for an international tribunal. Listen, clip 11.
We have to definitely proceed with the international tribunal for the aggression crimes. I don't support the hybrid tribunal because it's a trick. It's a trap to leave Putin out of this responsibility. And I think it's a very wrong message because he's the one who is responsible. He's the one who has decided to attack Ukraine. And clearly he has to be taking also accountable for this. And third, the frozen assets. We need a European solution to proceed with the use of frozen assets. As I'm a lawyer by profession, I've been trained to find solutions. So it could be done so that Russia has a claim to Europe because the assets are frozen. We have the assets. Russia is destroying Ukraine, so Ukraine has a claim towards Russia. So if we give those amounts of assets that we have, or the funds that we have from those assets to Ukraine. We know that we have, you know, Russia has a claim to us, and we can make a settlement later on, because Ukraine has a claim towards Russia to repair what they have caused, all the damages in Ukraine. So it could be done in this way. But we definitely need a European solution, and very positive that also other countries.
Okay, look, there's a piece that just appeared in the Wall Street Journal, and it's the American case for supporting Ukraine. It's by Senator Tom Cotton, who is not only a graduate of Harvard Law School, a United States senator from Arkansas, but the Republican senator who's also a veteran, highly decorated veteran of fighting in both the theater in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And he writes, we should back Ukraine to the hilt, because the likeliest alternative isn't peace, but rather another frozen conflict that favors Russia and harms our interests. Russia would retain key strategic terrain and much of Ukraine's industry and agriculture. Food and energy prices would remain high, potentially starving many nations and exacerbating the migrant crisis in the West. Meanwhile, Russia could rebuild its strength and seize the rest of Ukraine when the opportunity arises. Such an outcome would create millions more Ukrainian refugees, drive inflation higher, and worsen supply chain disruptions. Russia would also extend its border deep into Europe. Next on the chopping block could be Moldova, site of another frozen conflict. And after that, a NATO nation, like Estonia, we just heard from the Prime Minister there. War is always expensive, he says, but we must measure the current costs against the greater potential cost of wider war in Europe or Asia. Important, so is Valentine's Day important to people. A bunch of romantic comedies coming out worth reviewing, coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show on Super Bowl weekend, there is something to be celebrated in particular. I mean, first of all, maybe a break in the rain and a little bit more sun peeking through here in Seattle. But the whole idea that there still are occasions where the American people can come together and share an experience. And whether you're rooting for the Eagles or you're rooting for the Chiefs or you're rooting for the Chiefs to change their name to something like what the Commanders they call them or whatever, there's still the idea of sharing part of what it means to live in this great country in this great but fraught moment of our history. And some people will want to go out to the movies. And this weekend, unbelievably, last weekend, the number one movie in the country was Knock at the Cabin, which I do not understand why people would be flocking to see it, but they are. It beat the Avatar movie at the box office. And this week, some romantic comedies as alternatives. Biggest of those comedies, certainly in terms of star power, is on Netflix, and it is called Your Place or Mine, and it stars Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher of as two people who are best friends going back 20 years, and other than one single night at the beginning of their relationship where they were intimate, it's been, as people say, platonic. But then they have a situation where they're going to switch houses for 1 week. He lives in New York, she lives in L.A., but she's going to be going to New York, he's going to L.A., and that makes their relationship more complicated in your place or mine?
You and I tell each other everything, right?
Always.
I think I may have met someone.
Or found myself thinking about her.
You have to tell her.
It's too late.
Wait, what is all this? Peter's not interested in me like that, is he?
I feel like we should see what you and I could be.
This is a minor setback, right?
All you have to do is take a chance. I don't take chances. So what are you going to do?
Well, what are you going to do? The film basically runs, as so many films do, in that fantasy of, good friends, male and female friends, who you're just waiting for them to get together and to realize that that will be the answer to all their problems, etc. The two stars are pros, and, they do a decent job of creating characters who are sympathetic and smart and likable. But the plot is preposterous. And, the idea, of course, there's a little boy who is being raised by the single mother, by, Reese Witherspoon. And, yes, he's appealing, but you know exactly what's going to happen. And that's true throughout the screenplay and the work on the film. Likeable, mildly entertaining, yes, but certainly not one of those romantic comedies that sends you out with a song in your heart. Occasionally amusing and entertaining. 2.5 stars for Your Place or Mine, and it's rated PG-13. Sex references, but fairly restrained. Not so restrained with the sex references and the nudity, and very much rated R, is a film called Seriously Red. It's an import from Australia. And it's available for rent on multiple streaming platforms.
You're fired.
You can't fire me because I quit.
You're fired and quit. But in the same day. Well, that's new. What are you going to do?
We're casting for a new dolly at the moment.
Let's see what you're made of.
This is where I belong.
Baby, I'm burning out of control.
You're weird enough. I'll give you that. So I'm going to throw you a bone. Show me what you're made of.
You're off on some wild sequined goose chase that isn't going to end well.
Mum, I'm not an idiot, and it will end well if it kills me.
Okay, Seriously Red is about a real estate agent who loses her job, and she likes dressing up as Dolly Parton, so she's convinced she's going to make a living and make a life and live her dreams as a Dolly Parton impersonator. And the whole film tries to expose the subculture of professional impersonators. Bobby Cannavale actually is very good. He impersonates Neil Diamond. And then there's another impersonator of Elvis, of course, played by Rose Byrne. And she's so convincing that you don't even notice that it's the very glamorous female Rose Byrne, though they never deal with the idea that she's actually transgendered, because that's unclear. The comedy tends to be gross. There is an entire stomach-churning sequence about breast augmentation surgery that doesn't go particularly well. And sometimes the Aussie accents are a little bit difficult to understand. The film is very much rated R. There is considerable nudity in it, again, involving trying to replicate Dolly Parton and her various parts. 2 stars for Seriously Red. You can understand some of the talent in the film, but the talent doesn't appear to be well invested. Somebody I Used to Know is the third film in this list. This is on Prime Video. And it's starring and co-written by Alison Brie and directed by her husband, Dave Franco, who you may remember, the brother of James Franco. It's about a TV showrunner who loses her job and then decides to go home for a while to her home in Leavenworth, Washington. Yes, really. And it's actually shot in Leavenworth. You can recognize some of the places. And it turns out she arrives on this trip home just days before her high school crush is getting married. He's played by Jay Ellison. Is very good. Listen.
Thank you to the bride and groom for giving us a reason to celebrate. To Sean and Cassidy.
I need to see this through, whatever it is.
You mean like with you and the groom?
I mean, we can just call him Sean. If my being here is making you uncomfortable.
No, it wouldn't be very cool of me to kick out one of Sean's oldest friends.
Ellie, this has gone way too far.
No, I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, one of the things not to do is there is attempts to get laughs through cat urine and accidents involving cat urine. And Alison Brie is a wonderful leading lady, and she looks spectacular in the film and looks and is actually able to create a sympathetic character. And the problem with the movie is it's slow moving. And it is completely predictable. It is one of those things that you can figure out exactly what is going to happen, and the only wonder would be to see, well, how it happens and whether they get some of the Seattle-based details right. They do have a bar full of Seahawks paraphernalia in it. Not a reason necessarily to see somebody I used to know. But again, one of those movies that deserves credit for not ending up exactly the way you think it would. There's some nudity in this film, too, because one of her TV projects involves reporting on a nudist colony, which is not particularly titillating, at least in this portrayal. 2 stars for Somebody I Used to Know, rated R. Coming up on Monday, there is questions about CRT, about critical race theory. You don't really have to go to law school or university in order to be exposed to it. There's now a Disney cartoon that is actually doing the exposure for you. We will get to that on Monday. We will also be talking a little bit about a situation in Baltimore, which is just amazing. 23 schools in the city of Baltimore with 0 students who are proficient at performing up to grade level in math. How does that happen in one of America's big cities? We will get to that and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.